Barbara Streisand, Republicans Want an Authoritarian State. By Simon Kent on May 31, 2021. Hollywood star and left-wing political advocate Barbara Streisand took to social media Sunday to warn the world against the Republican Party, saying it seeks to install an authoritarian state. Using Twitter to share her political insight, the longtime Democratic supporter and donor expounded on the GOP in general and its political aims in particular, alleging the party has no belief in fair and free elections and is instead intent of depriving voters of their rights. The GOP no longer believes in free and fair elections. This is why they are taking away the rights of voters. They want an authoritarian state, Streisand said in her post. Streisand is no stranger to delivering a running commentary on the state of the GOP, having once famously accused former President Donald Trump of making her gain weight, because after hearing the morning news, she switched from liquids to pancakes doused in maple syrup. Streisand was one of Biden's biggest campaigners in 2020. She raised money for the then-candidate at several virtual Hollywood fundraisers and regularly bashed Trump on social media, blaming him for the country's coronavirus deaths. As Breitbart News reported, last month she declared Trump a saboteur of the nation's public health, again using Twitter as her megaphone. What has happened to the Republican Party? They say nothing while Trump silences the CDC recommendations and contradicts Dr. Fauci by saying his science-based answer is not acceptable. People are dying because of this failure of the GOP to follow medical science, she wrote. The political rant continued an hour later, with a Grammy winner saying the CDC was once the world's premier public health organization. In a competent administration, the organization would be at the forefront in this pandemic. Now the White House refuses to even release the CDC guidelines for reopening the country. Streisand has long been one of Trump's most outspoken celebrity critics, penning a column in 2017 for the Huffington Post saying the then-new president's first 40 days in office paled in comparison to those of his predecessor. Trump has promised to make America great again. What makes America great is when our government is as good as our people, and acts with compassion and decency and humility, she wrote. He has failed this test already in his first 40 days. At a pricey New York City fundraiser for Hillary Clinton in June of that year, the singer mocked Trump by performing a rendition of Stephen Sondheim's 1973 song Send in the Clowns. Streisand previously called Trump clueless, reckless, graceless and heartless, and also terrifyingly scary. In August 2016, the singer vowed to move to Australia if Trump won the election. She never followed through with the threat. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.